You ready? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Roy City Independent School District, which is held today, March 31st, starting at 5 p.m. on an online capacity via Zoom. And we welcome those that are joining us through that capacity. We have some sort of different times, and we're doing this for the first time via Zoom. So with that, pursuant to the Governor Abbott's temporary suspension of opening meetings laws issued on March 16, 2020, and consistent with new state and local mandates, this meeting of the Roy City ISD Board of Trustees is conducted via Zoom application, which will be audible to the public. A quorum has been established, and we will not be permitting any in-person attendance by members of public and our staff. The board meeting is held via Zoom at the following link or by phone call number 1-346-248-7799. The meeting ID number is 767-439-3062. Additionally, a recording of the meeting will be posted online as soon as possible after the conclusion of this meeting. Okay, with that, like I said, we have established a quorum, and I'll ask Mr. Mike Anderson to do the invocation.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this evening just thanking you first and foremost, Lord. We ask today that you just be with us as we make the decisions for the district, Lord, as well as the interest of the students and staff, Lord. Lord, we know at this time in our lives there's a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainties, but Lord, we know that you are in control, Lord. You have a message for this, Lord. You have a reason for these things that are going on, and Lord, we know that you are in control, Lord. And so we just I just ask that each one of us tonight just focus on that and ease our minds, knowing that you are in control, Lord. We thankful for everyone represented here, Lord. We just ask that you be with us and go throughout the week. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. All right. We will, I guess, stand for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. As I stated, we are doing this via Zoom, and but I'd like to sort of put out there to those that are listening, just the Board of Trustees' appreciation for this administration, Mr. Worthy and his staff, for all the hard work that they've done for the past 2 or 3 weeks in regards to this situation, in the aspect of putting together the digital dogs learning situation, all of his team that have worked very hard the past week or so to get that online this past week. And I just know all the hard work that's going on. It's great to be able to do that. We position ourselves as a district over the past 5 or 6 years, enable us to do that, to get those devices out to our students and also set that up via online. So I just, from my bottom of my heart, to his staff, to all the teachers, the administration, the hard work they've put in for the past 2 weeks. I just know personally, seeing it day to day, just, you know, phone calls with Kevin every day with this whole situation, and they've worked endless hours, almost into the early mornings, night and day. So just appreciate what they've done. With that, on our agenda, I'm going to go to Mr. Worthy to give us sort of an update on the COVID-19 situation.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate those kind words. It is absolutely, I think you nailed it, because the situation that we're in is a very difficult situation, but without strategic planning and without a great team in place, I don't think we would be able to really support the things that we're doing from the online system that we have. So kudos to my staff, kudos to so many people that are involved in this process, especially our directors, that are spending so much time supporting our teachers, our coordinators, our coaches. Just so many different people play a significant role in what we're doing. So we really appreciate that. As we start day seven, as we finish day seven of the digital online learning program, we have seen a lot of positives. We have seen some challenges, but we've seen a lot of positives, and we appreciate our teachers so much for all the support and work that they are doing, but just most of all, just connecting with our students and finding unique ways to continue to capture their heart and do the things necessary for them to be successful. We're very, very pleased with where we are, and we've made some adjustments as the week went by last week, and as this week is going by, we've made a few adjustments to certain things, and our teachers have just been so flexible, and that's the key term as we started this process is flexibility, making sure that we're all on the same page and understand that everything is changing day by day. I do want to give a shout out not only to the curriculum department and the special programs department, but all the departments, especially the technology department. To this point, we have passed out, Zach and his team have passed out over 550 devices to students that needed those resources. As you know, we are trying to provide internet capabilities to a number of our families, and we've ordered 300 MiFis that have been back ordered along with everybody else's in the state. I think Rockwall ended up getting 100 in today, talking to Rockwall and talking to Zach. We had 100 shipped to us today, so we are hopefully we'll get those in on Thursday and be able to pass out at least 100 on Friday. But we do appreciate the community and the support by some internet companies that have established drive-up Wi-Fi opportunities for students and families. And so we still have those in place, but we definitely need to get things in the homes that will allow under-resourced families the opportunity to continue to do their online learning. So we're working very, very hard to get those passed out, and we'll start that process hopefully on Friday. We have started the process of communicating with our teachers on the grading policy and some of the things that we're doing with grading. You know, we did talk at our last meeting about a resolution where we could possibly make some adjustments to grading. I don't think we need to do that anymore. Our policy states that for 12th graders that we stop the GPA and class rank after the third quarter going into the fourth quarter, which is not an impact for our seniors. But we do believe that the grading policy is a very that we have established is a very good policy that will help our 9th and 10th and 11th graders. We didn't want to completely freeze GPA and class rank because we do have a certain amount of students that are needing that fourth quarter to bring their grade up so they pass the class. So we didn't want to just freeze it and just say there's no opportunity for you to pass the class. So we wanted to put some hold harmless clauses in place and things of that nature that will help our students. And so as we finalize that information, I'll be able to share that with you by the end of the week, but we really feel like we have a good plan in place. And just very thankful for our area districts that have collaborated on this and really trying to stay on the same page when it comes to grading and things of that nature. So Julia and her staff, along with the middle school and high school, basically the secondary campuses have played a more prominent role in the grading policy. So we'll share that with you later this week. The other thing that we want to talk to you about is that we are continuing to have daily conference calls with the commissioner. And he is sharing out some really great information that's really helped guiding our decision-making over the last 3 weeks and will continue to guide us through the closure. One of the things that we're really happy to report is that now we are into our online learning program. The commissioner and TEA has recommended to all districts just to follow your school calendar. There's no reason to make any adjustments or do anything related to your Good Friday or any holiday that you have in your calendar while you're closed. So we were able to share with our staff and our community that, hey, we get to take the four-day weekend that's coming up. And we want to encourage our parents and our staff members and students to say, hey, let's put the computers up Friday and Monday and enjoy your four-day weekend, just like our calendar states. And so we were able to get that information out. And so hopefully our families will enjoy the Easter weekend, get a chance to take a breath and relax for a four-day weekend. We continue to make wellness calls. Jeff Webb is doing a really good job of reaching out. We do have some individuals that have been tested, and we know that it takes about 4 or 5 days to get the test back. And so those numbers continue to climb in Rockwall County. And we understand that the reason why they'll continue to climb is that we've had a number of people tested in Rockwall County. And we do have people in our community that have been tested. So as those results come in, if they do come in positive, we will continue to reach out to those individuals to ask them what they need, do the wellness checks. Our principals are doing a good job with that as well. So we appreciate Jeff Webb. And then the food program, can't say enough about Byron and his team. You know, when we went to shelter in place for Rockwall County, we made some adjustments to our food program and the way that we were delivering our foods. And so this particular Monday, we delivered for the entire week. So our food service department, along with transportation, we had boxes of food and we had a number of different locations, and those numbers increased big time. We really weren't prepared for it, but we were able to deliver boxes of food later yesterday afternoon and again this morning to families that didn't get those. I guess that was more popular than doing it daily, because now families were able to come and pick up the entire week's worth of food. We delivered over 500 meals on Monday, and we were averaging close to 340 or 350 before then. And so that goes to show you how popular that was for doing it the entire week. So hats off to Byron's. That was Byron's idea and Connie's, and so we appreciate them. As you know, the governor released today that we're extending a closure, and we will be going through May 1st with the projected start date of May 4th. And so we were able to get that information out. That creates a lot of questions. Questions about graduation, questions about UIL activities and things of that nature. And we're continuing to address those as we speak, and we'll continue to address those throughout the week and the upcoming weeks. We have been in constant contact from the day that we decided to close and that we saw that it could possibly be more weeks of closure. I personally reached out to the Curtis Colwell Center for graduation. And I think we were one of the first school districts to really open up that communication and just let them know that we are open to rescheduling for some time in the summer if it does impact our May graduation date. And so they have been very, very helpful, very helpful, and established dates in June that we could possibly look at rescheduling. We are in communication with them on a date. And so once we get some information, then we can hopefully share with our community and our seniors. But just know, if families ask you about graduation, just please, that is our top priority is making sure that we're providing education to our students. This would be number two for me. Graduation is a special event, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure our students get a chance to experience that no matter what. So just please share with your parents that ask you those questions about graduation, that we're going to definitely do what we can. As you know, April 16th, we have a board meeting, and we have a number of items on the agenda. That's always been one of our busiest board meetings. We have some different things with construction and land and various topics. So we will still conduct our board meeting this way through Zoom. We'll send out an email tomorrow, or Lisa will send out an email asking if that could be moved up a little bit due to the availability of time. So we're thinking possibly doing closed session at 5:30 and then board meeting at 6. But we'll send out an email asking if that's appropriate for everyone, and we'll try to meet everyone's schedule. But that board meeting is on a Thursday, April 16th. It's after Good Friday and after the school holiday on Monday, so April 16th. The one thing about the next board meeting, we will provide two Zoom links. One will be for closed session, that will be closed to the public because it's closed session. And then the other Zoom link will actually be the meeting, and that'll be open to the public. So we're working through public comment and some of the things that we'll be able to allow opportunity for people to weigh in on certain topics or certain agenda items through public comment. But we've got a really good plan in place, and Lisa is working with that along with AD and our department. So again, we appreciate your support, the text, the calls, the prayers, different ways of showing your support. So we really appreciate you board members, and thank you for everything that you're doing. And so at this time, I'll turn it back over to Scott.
All right, Mr. Worley, thank you for this. We do have an action item for today, and that is to consider an possible action to approve postponement of the Rose City ISD Board of Trustees election from May 2020 to November 2020, pursuant to the Governor Abbott's proclamation dated March 18, 2020, and Rockville County Judge Sweet's shelter-in-place order dated March 24, 2020. Mr. Worthy?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott. This is a recommendation from administration to postpone our election and move that to the November election. One of the good things that you empowered me to do is to reach out to the other candidates and get their opinion on that. We did. We reached out to Mr. Price and Cindy Jobe, and they both agreed that this is the right thing to do. They both agreed that they felt like low voter turnout would be a possibility based on where we are, and especially with what the governor did today, it just seems like it's the best decision to make. So it comes as a recommendation from administration to approve the resolution and move the May 2nd board meeting to the November election. May 2nd election to the November election.
Yes, sir. Do we have a motion for that? Motion from Mike, a second?
Second.
From Bobby, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That passes 7-0. Okay, with that, our meeting for today.
Just a second. Christina, did you abstain?
I did. So I didn't know if that impacted the numbers. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. So it's 6-0 with one abstaining, and that makes sense. Sorry about that. I didn't hear the feedback on that.
And we'll get a little bit better. We'll probably ask for a vote individually for the next agenda items. This is our first trial, so we'll get better. But I didn't open it up to questions. Does anybody have any questions about our current situation or things that maybe I didn't cover? We'll definitely want to leave some time for questioning.
This is Eric Fort. I wanted to ask a question pertaining to the food program that the district is providing. Now, I know that the district, and like you said, it's wonderful that you're providing access to food on one day, like on Monday, that it actually covers the entire work week. But based upon the response and the on this program, do you think you might have to open it up to maybe once on Monday and also again at the end of the week to make sure it goes through the weekend?
Hey, Byron, do you want to jump in there?
Yeah, like Kevin said earlier, we underestimated the number of people that would come on Mondays. And so far what we've talked about and what most other school districts that are doing similar things that we are just doing the meals on the weekdays. I think there's one, AD and I were talking earlier, I think there's one other that may be starting to do that on the weekends, and we can talk about that. But so far, we've never really fed kids except for on the weekdays. So it may just be something we need to discuss.
Mr. Fort, there are a couple of districts, especially with high EcoDIS numbers, that are just eating that cost and feeding some of those kids on the weekends. We'll see. We'll monitor that throughout the next couple of weeks and see if that's a possibility. But we have already made adjustments to make sure that even on the day off on Monday, we're having Good Friday and then we have the day off on Monday, our food service directors are going to come in and still feed on that particular day, and we'll just compensate those individuals at a later date. But we just didn't want to just say, no, we're not going to do it Monday. We'll start it back on Tuesday. We wanted to keep it consistent with Monday.
Well, thank you guys for doing this. And I understand that this is a need of the community. And I appreciate you guys taking a look at this. And I know normally what we do is Monday through Friday, but in these extenuating circumstances, then, you know, I just appreciate the district looking into the possibility that if it's possible to provide something on the weekend as well. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric.
And this is Christina, carry on. I had a question kind of piggybacking on what Eric is asking. And I know that PAWPACS isn't directly a program that we, as a school district, necessarily fund. However, I wondered if that is continuing or if that's a program, to Eric's point, that gave the backpacks over the weekend, that the principals are still reaching out to those families and is being supported.
That's a great question. And I do know a little bit, the food pantry for the Methodist Church, I think Bobby might could speak to that, but I think they're struggling a little bit with their amount of food that they're having at this particular time. But AD, if you're available, I'm going to ask you to jump in. I know that in the start of this process, you were communicating with PAWPACS, correct?
Yes, that's right. And I know that PAWPACS was doing a fundraiser, a monetary fundraiser, in this time to try to raise some money to do some food things. I can follow up with the leaders and see if their intent is for dinner programs or weekend programs, and we might could collaborate if weekend is a better need. So I'll follow up with see what they can share with us, and maybe we can tag team it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Christina, for bringing that up, because that could solve some of the weekend issues that we were facing with some of our kiddos. Other questions or comments?
I do know about the food pantry, that their inventory is running extremely low, and they're needing to have that replenished. And any way that we can get the word out on that would definitely help.
Okay. We'll do. I'll see if we can get something out, maybe at the school district, or maybe something from communication, we can post something. But yeah, I think Kim Crumrun gave that update in yesterday's foundation meeting. And I think the foundation might be trying to do some things to support some of the food pantries in Rockwell County, and especially in Roy City. So I know that was brought up in yesterday's meeting. So we'll see what we can do, Bobby.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other questions?
This is Eric. I don't have any other questions, but I did have one last comment, and I wanted to thank you and the teachers for what they've done the past 2 weeks as far as instruction is concerned. My son has enjoyed his instruction that he has had through his teachers at Herndon, and I mean, they are on it. They stay in touch with the kids. The emails come in, the video chats that they're having, the lessons that they're learning. And I mean, it is very nice. And for them to have put this together on such a short notice, you guys are to be commended. This has just been great. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. And Herndon is doing a fabulous job, and all the campuses are doing great. But every Monday we have a principal meeting, and we try to showcase some of the great things that are going on at the district, at the campus levels. And Ms. Robinson showcased Herndon and some of the things that they're doing when it comes to contacting kids, continuing to find ways to support families. And so I'm glad you said that, because it is definitely something we want to continue to brag on Herndon and all the campuses. So thank you, Eric. Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Just one quick thing. This is Brian Zader. I know overall, you guys have done an amazing job with communication, and that's really important. I know that's an important aspect of what you guys are doing as a leadership team. I know a lot of people are on social media. We all have a lot more time to be on social media. Maybe just a recommendation to continue to remind people about the Ask Us, the Ask RCISD link, so people can ask the district directly some questions. I know people start to get on social media and ask everybody else what, you know, what's happening, when they can just send something directly to you guys. So I don't know how the, if people are using that much at all, or they're using it all the time.
That's a good question. I check it every day, and we have three people assigned to it, and that's Jeff Webb, myself, and 80. And probably the first week we were answering 5 to 6 questions a day, and there's been 0 questions lately. So that could be a really good reminder that we send out this upcoming week, and just remind them that if you have questions, we're answering them. So thank you, Dr. Zader.
And then I guess I'm just piggybacking today, because that makes me think too, in our district, we do have a, I'm sorry. And this is Christina Carrion. We do have an email that similar to what we have in Royce City ISD, where parents can direct their questions to, and that comes out through the teachers. So we, in our weekly communications and sometimes daily communications, we are sharing those links pretty consistently. And so not only are parents hopefully seeing it on social media, but as they're reading through their emails, they're getting a reminder of, these are the people to reach out to, or here's the email to reach out to if you need something answered. Okay.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. Other questions or comments? All right. Well, I'll toss it back over to our board president. Thank you very much.
Thanks, y'all. Once again, like Mr. Worley said, our next meeting will be April 16th. And Christina, I'm probably going to need your leadership that day, because that's when my new grandbaby's coming, but I'm not sure at this point if I'm going to be able to see him. But so sort of, I guess, be prepared for that if that's the case.
Definitely.
But anyway, we are in uncharted waters, but I really feel confident that the leadership here in this district has really risen to the occasion. And I just don't say that lightly, because we have done that. And I think with the leadership in place and everything that's been established, there are some districts that are not actually be able to reach their kids, but this district has. And I think because of past leadership and so on, we've been able to do that. So really exciting about that. My biggest thing to end this meeting is just the fact that we continual prayers for our leadership, for our district, and for our children. That we will pass through this and come out stronger on the other side. And I just really feel confident in that. And as we said, if you have questions, that platform is out there to get to your teachers and to your administrators, because Google has set that up. So I know that, because Amberly told me today that people are reaching out and getting in contact with the principals and teachers. So that's in place. With that, we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.